Earlier this week, Reverend Jamal Bryant launched his campaign for the congressional seat currently held by Elijah Cummings. Since then, Cummings has been unclear about his intentions. The congressman says it's, quote, premature to assume he's not running for re-election, but he also did not rule out a bid for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Barbara Mikulski. WYPR's Kenneth Burns talked with Bryant and looked ahead to his campaign.
When Reverend Bryant announced his campaign Monday, he said he is not running against anyone. That raises the question, who is he running for?
My base is millennials, young people who have been disenfranchised and not connected to the electoral process, young people who have education but don't have opportunities.
Bryant says millennials have been untouched so far this election season, but he's not leaving out older voters, saying they're looking for a change as well.
Even older voters are frustrated, as evidenced with the surge of popularity with Donald Trump and Ben Carson. It says that America is nuanced itself, that we don't want the same old, same old.
Bryant's cross-generational appeal can be seen every Sunday at the Empowerment Temple AME Church he founded 15 years ago that currently claims more than 10,000 members. That congregation will help form his base, according to retired Johns Hopkins political science professor Matthew Crenson. But he adds Bryant might have trouble expanding that base beyond Baltimore City in a district that includes a slice of Baltimore County and stretches into Howard County.
He's going to run less strongly outside of Baltimore City, especially among people who are comfortable and familiar with Congressman Cummings.
Crenson says Bryant's protest last May against state approval for a youth prison in Baltimore City that blocked highways into downtown may not have earned many supporters from outside of the city, especially if they were stuck in the traffic.
People may respect him. People, especially who live in Baltimore City, may respect him as an activist. But others, especially outside of Baltimore City in the district, will look at him as a disruptive force.
Bryant defends his protest.
I shut down traffic because they had laid off 218 educators in the city of Baltimore and found funding to erect a juvenile detention center.
He argues that the protest should be an example of his fearlessness and how far he is willing to go to get the job done. Bryant also defends what has been described as his politically charged eulogy at Freddie Gray's funeral last month. He says it's unfair to make him the scapegoat for a broken justice system.
I close the eulogy by stating the phraseology of the movement, no justice, no peace. And so it wasn't me that started it, but maybe the officers that severed his spine by 80%. Maybe it was a corrupt system that didn't want him arrested.
Crenson says the eulogy could help Bryant, at least in the city.
The Freddie Gray incident demonstrates, I think, to most Baltimoreans and people outside Baltimore that there's something wrong here, that there's something broken in the relationship between the police and the community. And what Bryant did was to open up that issue and, I think, put himself near the front of the solution for it.
Crenson said Cummings holds all of the cards in this race, whether he seeks re-election or runs for the Senate.
The most drastic thing he could do would be to change the whole complexion of the race by declaring for Senate. And that would put Bryant first in line to take the seat.
Bryant says he is praying that would happen so Cummings can mentor him. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.